You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls. Welcome to Tuesday. It is Tuesday. It is the 16th of January. And The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, on 89.3 Cool FM. Great to be with you this morning. Or as I say, great to be with you any morning, really, isn't it? Lovely to have you with us. We're going to take a look at a birthday to start off Tuesday. We're going to start off with André Michelin, born in the year 1853. Now, the name probably comes as no surprise to you. He was a French industrialist who, with his brother Eduardo, founded the Michelin Tire Company, and this was in 1888. In the year 1900, André Michelin published the first Michelin Guide, the purpose of which was to promote tourism by car. Excuse me. Therefore, supporting his tire manufacturing operation. So there you are. If you want to promote your tires, start cooking.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission would start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Change your number.
somebody that I used to know coming from down under. Yes, from Gotye. And that was a great success for them, that one. By the way, they released, what, 3 studio albums independently, and 1 album featuring remixes of tracks from their first album. That's the way to do it. Going from down under to the Arctic. This is the Arctic Monkeys. You are keeping an eye on the time for this morning. It is 7.5 minutes exactly, and that's after the hour of 7 o'clock.
Have you got colour in your cheeks? Do you ever get that feel that you can't shift the tide that sticks around like summits in your teeth? Are there some aces up your sleeve? Have you no idea that you're in deep? I dreamt about you nearly every night this week. How many secrets can you keep? 'Cause there's this tune I found that makes me think of you somehow, and I play it on repeat until I fall asleep, spilling drinks on my settee. Do I wanna know if this feeling flows both ways? You can't say tomorrow day. Crawling back to you. Never thought I'd call and run. You're out of you. Cause I always do. Maybe I'm too busy being lost to fall. Was inviting you. Now I'm going through. Crawling back to you. So have you got the goods? Been wondering if your heart's still open, and if so, I wanna know what time it should simmer down and poker up. I'm sorry to interrupt, it's just I'm constantly on the cusp. I've tried and to kiss you. I don't know if you feel the same I do, but we could be together if you wanted to. Do I wanna know if this feeling flows both ways? We started hoping that you'd stay.
Do I want to know? That's what it's called, as I mentioned, from the Arctic Monkeys, 11 minutes after 7. It is a Tuesday morning. It's us and the music again, together with Yaz and also with Ingrid.
Feels like
I love you always, forever. That's Donna Lewis. Well, we're going to try and take a little rummage around the internet today as well, see if we can find you some good news stories. Because as you'll see, when it comes to taking a look at some of the international news today, we need some good news. It seems like everybody wants to go and fight everybody else. It is that time. Time to put you in the shower for this morning. We're 20 seconds after, 15 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D, and this is ABBA.
I got appointments, work I have to do.
making their way out of the shower there with Abra. If it wasn't for the nights is the name of the song. Right, okay. That's it then, on your way to wherever it is you're going on this Tuesday morning. The song, by the way, was a reflection, apparently, of Björn Ulvaeus's state of mind during his divorce. An up-tempo song with despairing lyrics where the narrator dreads the end of the working day when they will be all alone to deal with their own thoughts. There we go. By the way, the working title of the song was called Pandemonium. Yes. That's what some people suggest this program's called as well, but we're not going to change the name. This is Summer Moved On. And it comes from...
Summer.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
go. Yes, Annie Lennox, all her own there, and stay by me. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're 29 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The first wave to Padrinos have already joined. What about yourself? Now, you can make a big difference by sponsoring one or more students for an entire school year. Wave Foundation supports students in rural areas with limited access to education. With Wave's own school operating as of this month, 70 public school students from Pedasi, Guanico and Isla Cañas will benefit from an additional 90 days of English, comprehensive reading and surfing. You can get in touch with them at 64982703. And if you'd like to make a donation, you can do that through Yappy's directory at Asociación Waved. That's WAVED.
No bajes la guardia. Recuerda llevar tu mascarilla puesta mientras viajas con nosotros. La Metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
Thank you.
that's not a bad cover, is it? That's, believe it or not, Sean Escoffery there in his version of I Heard It Through the Grapevine. Of course, the original one was back in 1967 when that was released, and that was by Gladys Knight and the Pips. And of course, covered by many, 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 many people since then.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
P-A-S-S-I-O-N, and that is the Rhythm Syndicate there. Yes, there was some... they sort of spelt some of the words there, like S-D-X. Yes, of course, nobody can work out what that is, especially if they're kids. Of course not. Another birthday for today. Today being the 16th of January. By the way, if you just joined us, very good morning to you. 14 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Local news for you at the top of the hour, 8 and 9 o'clock this morning, so plenty to come. Frank Zamboni was born on this day. It was 1901. If you frequent ice skating rinks, that kind of thing, he was an American inventor whose most famous invention is the modern ice resurfacer, with his surname becoming a generic colloquialism and trademark for these resurfaces. Now, go on, darling, get out the Zamboni. sounds as if it should be something like a supercar, doesn't it? The Zamboni. This is Sing Street. Talking of driving in fast cars, drive it like you stole it. There we go, yes, drive it like you stole it. Most people here in Panama do. There we go.
From my band.
Okay.
No.
Okay, thank you. Bye. Sing Street, there. And 9 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. By the way, if you use Windows, have you noticed down in the bottom left-hand corner, if you've got Windows 11, there's a little thing here called Copilot Preview. And it's basically their little AI thing that they have going. I've never bothered to sort of check it really. But I just thought, oh, well, let me see. I've got nothing better to do. So I thought I would try it out. So I put in a question. It was, what's the weather today in Panama City, in the Republic of Panama? And within a few seconds, it came back. The current weather in Panama City, Panama, is 79 degrees Fahrenheit, with a real feel of 87 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, the air quality is fair, with a west-northwest wind blowing at 7 miles per hour. There might be some rain and thunderstorm later tonight. tomorrow you can expect some sun with a couple of showers and a high of 88 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, for more detailed forecast, you can check the provided links, and it gives you a couple of links to different weather services as well. There's this one here, it comes up with a link, the Weather Network as well. But it sort of puts the information together. Now, at the CES show, there was a thing released called the R1, the Rabbit R1. Yes, rabbit as in bunny. Check it out, it's very, very interesting. It basically works standalone. It's standalone. You don't have to call it a name because you've got a push-to-talk button and you can sort of take it wherever you go. And you just talk to it, basically, and it comes back and answers you and gives you all the information. It's able to tell where you are. There was one instance, which I had a little chuckle about because some other people reviewed it, where the guy has the refrigerator open and it's got a sort of 360-degree camera on it, I think. And he shows it the refrigerator and says, tell me what I can make with what's in the fridge. Well, firstly, I don't think anything else was in the fridge other than the first 4 inches on each shelf. But it actually came back and said, well, you've got this, 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 and this. And I suggest you could try and make this, 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 and this. And here's a recipe for this, this, this. I thought, now that's fine. I could do with one of those. Just getting around, I think. Right, time on The Breakfast Show to listen to the latest single from Las Vegas. That's it, the new single from Las Vegas, Algunas Veces, and Lisa doing her stuff there, strutting her stuff. What a great song that is. Time on The Breakfast Show, 3 minutes, or coming up to 3 minutes before 8 o'clock. Taking us there is this one. Hang on, I'm going to pause here because it sounds like there's a little bit of dust on the needle. Hang on a second. No, that hasn't fixed it. It does. It does. It sounds as if it's got. It sounds it's skipping. It's got a little bit of dust on there. Oh well, we'll have to give it a good scrub and see if we can sort that out. I love live radio. Wonder what else I could do. Anyway, this one's fine. Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello and Señorita. There we are. Take us up to the top of the hour there. Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello and Señorita. And there was nothing wrong with the needle then, was there?
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio. Cool FM.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
The first wave to Padrinos have already joined. What about yourself? Now, you can make a big difference by sponsoring one or more students for an entire school year. Wave Foundation supports students in rural areas with limited access to education. With Wave's own school operating as of this month, 70 public school students from Pedasí, Guanico and Isla Cañas will benefit from an additional 90 days of English, comprehensive reading and surfing. You can get in touch with them at 64982703. And if you'd like to make a donation, you can do that through Yappy's directory at Asociación Waved. That's WAVED.
Paso a paso se construyen los cimientos de la Línea 3, una obra que cambiará la manera de transportarse de más de 500.000 residentes de Panamá Oeste. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Cableonda on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this.
I've been here before, but always hit the floor. I've spent a lifetime running, and I always get away. But with you I'm feeling something that makes me wanna stay. I'm prepared for this. I never shoot to miss, but I feel like a storm is coming. If I'm gonna make it through the day, then there's no more use in running. This is something I gotta face.
Well, there you go. There's 10,000 of them, and they're all maniacs. Yes, that's what they're called, 10,000 maniacs. And Like the Weather is the name of the track. Before that, though, Writings on the Wall, Sam Smith. And it was for the 2015 James Bond movie, Spectre. The song was released as a digital download on the 25th of September, if I think I'm right. That was, of course, 2015. The song was written by Smith together with Jimmy Napes and produced by the latter alongside Steve Fitzmaurice and Disclosure. Writings on the Wall received mixed reviews from critics, some comparing it unfavorably to previous Bond theme songs. The mixed reception to the song led to Shirley Bassey trending on Twitter on the day that it was released. Despite this, the single became the first Bond movie theme to reach number one in a UK singles chart. It also reached the top 10 in a few other European countries as well. But unlike other James Bond film themes, it was not as successful outside of Europe. Only got to number 43 in Canada and Australia and number 71 on the Billboard Hot 100. There we go then. Yes, no, the movie was so-so. I've never been a good big fan of this particular Jane Bond. Anyway, let's see. Time on the Breakfast Show, 24 minutes. That's after the hour of 8 o'clock on 89.3 Cool FM. And it's time to see if we can find Ingrid for our everyday story of country folk.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, it's a lovely day in the neighborhood once again. We had some beautiful weather last night. Yummy, yummy sleeping weather and cool and fresh and crisp. Beautiful breezes blowing through. Oh, I feel like I was living in paradise. Well, actually, I am. I am living in paradise. We're having some water issues up here with some different folks. Some of my buddies, they've gotten some water problems from the city and or their well water's back and giving them trouble with the pumps and this, that, and the other. So I'm kind of being watching out and making sure we are doing okay with our water. So far, so good. Got the gardener got to come today, pick up all that berenjena and things that the cook and I chop, never stop, cut down over the weekend. And I'm now covered with what we call the El Valle measles. Now, let me get this straight for you. El Valle measles are a lot of mosquito bites, ant bites, bug bites that make it look like you have the measles around your legs. Yeah. I made the mistake of spraying up and wearing shorts, but the spray must have worn off. Got me a couple of big old bites on my arm, too. Some big old, I guess it was an ant when I was cleaning up and putting things on. Got to get the work done, clean it away. And by golly, those things didn't like it, and they just started chomping on me, so. Well, I noticed that today that our avocado tree is starting to show possible plumage of bloomage. Yes, it is. Plumage with bloomage. We're going to have avocates this year. And all of our papaya trees seem to be males because none of them is showing any sign of I'm going to give you a fruit. We still have our guanabana. One of that did not jump off of the tree. The other one jumped off the tree and, you know, it made its way towards the ground and went smushy-wishy. But here we are, sitting outside in the bee bunker having some, electrolyte water before I get in there and have some of my coffee. But I wanted to say good morning to you, and you have a wonderful day. Until tomorrow, back to you in the studio!
not called Hell on Wheels, it's called Helen Wheels. That comes from Paul McCartney and Wings. Well, I have rummaged. Yes, I have rummaged, and I've found a nice story. It's all about a pussycat. Cat reunited with family in Illinois after being found in Wyoming. After a whirlwind adventure that took him from Nevada to Wyoming, Tyler the cat is back home in Illinois with his family. Tyler often spends weeks on the road with his owner, a long-haul trucker, Chad McIntyre. In late November, Tyler somehow got out of Chad's truck while stopped in Fernley in Nevada. Well, Chad looked everywhere for the cat, and when he told his wife, Brandy, what happened, she immediately posted about Tyler on trucker social media and online lost and found pet groups. 5 days later, at a truck stop 670 miles away in Rock Springs, Wyoming, Tyler was found and taken to a vet who scanned him for a microchip and discovered that he was from Illinois. Several pet transport volunteers helped to get Tyler home, and he was reunited with his relieved family on December the 31st. He's grounded. He's grounded from going on the truck for a while, Brandy told Cowboy State Daily. I love that. Probably the first sort of trucking job he got after that was to go to Wyoming. You never know. Anyway, there, a little bit of a nice story for you. We do try, you know. You're quite surprised about that. Ashford and Simpson.
Is it daylight?
Iceberg Soul, Ashford and Simpson there. Seems to hang on. Keep in mind the time, by the way, 22 and a half minutes right now before the hour of 9 o'clock. If you missed the news at 8, we did have it at 8. We do have it again for you at 9 this morning. We're also going to be checking in with Yasmin, see what was happening in the world of Yas, and see if we can find a couple of people born on the 16th of January in the world of music. Right, it's time. Yes, believe it or not, there are around. It's time for another good news story here on The Breakfast Show. Chris Farley's yearly streak of running a marathon or 26.2 miles on his own is in under 3 hours is still going strong thanks to the support of his friends. Now the 47-year-old thought that he had broken his 20-year streak in November when he finished the New York Marathon in just over 3 hours. His friends didn't want to see him end the year like this, and two pals who own Charm City Run, this is in Baltimore, offered to organize a race, what, just for him. And that's what they did. He spent the last weeks of 2023 training for the NCR Last Chance Marathon. And on December the 27th, he hit the pavement at the starting line. There was 20 Charm City staffers and other friends and family cheering him on. And that completely turned me around from some doubt to kind of feeling that, well, I was going to be able to accomplish it, Farley told the Washington Post. It was another data point of how awesome this running challenge is and what this community does for runners. Farley's streak is still in place, with the runner completing the marathon in 2 hours, 57 minutes, and 35.8 seconds. Now, if I was doing that, it would have been 2 days, 57 minutes, and easily 2 days for me, I can tell you. Anyway, what a great thought. Well, my advice, keep on running.
I'm going.
And there we go. That's it. The Spencer Davis Group. And keep on running. And how many of you out there out doing a little bit of a jog this morning? Well, if that's a little bit too energetic for you, like it certainly is for me, you can always just take a walk in the woods. With Deacon Blue. There we go. Yeah, that's a nice one, isn't it? That's A Walk in the Woods, and that's by Deacon Blue. Time on the Breakfast Show, if you want to keep an eye on the time, 13 and a half minutes right now before the hour of 9 o'clock here on 89.3 Cool FM. Well, we've had some good news. So let's see if we've got anybody else of great interest that was born on this day in the world of music. World of music. We've got Ethel Merman. She was born in 1908. American actress and a singer known for her powerful voice and roles in musical theatre, and she's been called the undisputed first lady of musical comedy stage. Among the many standards introduced by her in Broadway musicals are I Got Rhythm, I Get a Kick Out of You, Everything's Coming Up Roses, It's De Lovely, Friendship, You're the Top, Anything Goes, and There's No Business Like Show Business. I wonder if Gasmin's found that one. That's one we can do today if we want to. Diane Fossey. 1932, was born on this day, an American zoologist who undertook an extensive study of gorilla groups over a period of 18 years. She studied them daily in the mountain forests of Rwanda, initially encouraged to work there by a famous anthropologist called Louise Leakey, and she was murdered in 1985, and the case remains open. So there we are, somebody else born on this day, one in the world of music and one not so. Here's a nice track. Take a deep breath. You ready? Have a little bit of a sigh. This is Al Green. For the good times.
So sad, I know it's so bad. But life goes on, and this world keeps on turning. Let's just be glad we had this time to spend together. There is no need to watch the bridges that we're burning. Lay your head upon my pillow, sweet baby. Hold your warm, ancient and mighty close to. The whisper of the raindrops grow softly against my window. Hey, all in night. Hey, believe you love me one more time. For the good times, I'll get along, and I'm sure you'll find another. But baby, please remember, I'll be here. I'm gonna stay right here. If you should ever find me, yeah, don't say a word about tomorrow or forever and ever and ever and ever. There'll be time enough for severance when you leave. Hey, 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 hey. For the good time. Oh, yeah.
for the good time.
Lay your head.
One time, girl.
There you go. How about that one? That's a beautiful song, isn't it? That's the Stylistics and Break Up to Make Up. Now I've got time to squeeze in another slow one, nice one from Elvis Presley. Take us up to the news at 9 o'clock.
And now, in this near,
so I face final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I traveled each and every byway, oh, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, saw it through without exception. I planned each chartered course, each careful step along the byway. Oh, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I've been all more than I could do. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all, and I stood tall, and did it more.
And there we go. That's bringing us up towards the top of the hour. We're just a few seconds away. Elvis Presley, beautiful song, and My Way. How many times is that song requested, eh? Right, as I mentioned, if you were listening earlier on or you joined us late and you missed the news at 8, just hold on a few seconds and we'll have it again for you, 9 o'clock.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Dopamine to win.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
How about that then? Yes, Fleetwood Mac and Big Love. What a great track that is. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I'll tell you what, we're going to take one more piece of music. It comes from the Yardbirds. And after that, we'll check in with Yasmin, see what's happening in the world of jazz. Also, see if we've got a couple of people that are born on this day in the world of music. I just happen to know we do. We have two of them. How cool is that? Yes, the Lovebirds, the Yardbirds, and For Your Love. That was the song written by Graham Gordman and recorded by the Yardbirds, released in March back in 1965. And that was their first top 10 hit in both the United Kingdom and the United States. The song was a departure from the group's sort of bluesy roots in favour of more commercial rock-pop sound. Guitarist Eric Clapton disapproved of the change, and it influenced him to leave the group. And I'm sure he's looked back with regret. What a man, Eric Clapton. Anyway, it is time to say good morning, Yasmin.
Hello, good morning. Happy Tuesday.
Yes, it is Tuesday. You had to think for a minute, didn't
yes.
you? Yes. We didn't have one last week, that's why.
Oh, yes.
Yes, we didn't have Tuesday. It was cancelled.
Yes.
Anyway, I wonder, how was yesterday's event?
Well, yesterday was fine. At least, you know, the sun was nice, nice and breeze.
Mm-hmm.
We were at Miramar, at
right.
the outdoor area.
Oh, okay. Well, mm-hmm. Run by the pool?
No, it's another floor, but we could see the pool down.
Oh, okay. And
yeah.
see out over the water
uh-huh.
To the bay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was nice, yes.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. And there, they were launching their new website from Cervecería Nacional.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about, like, it's full of games that you have to play on their website.
Right.
And then you can search the website at buqueatuverano.com. It's like bookingyoursummer.com.
Mm-hmm.
But it's in Spanish, buqueatuverano.com. And there you can do, you can answer some questions and do some activities,
mm-hmm.
fun activities there. And you can win a stay in Pedací or in Los Santos, in Las Tablas, sorry.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a shame because Christine is going there, isn't she, that way?
Oh, really?
Yeah with our, I think it's next week because our goddaughter's arriving. She's going actually down, yeah, she's going down towards, down that way. She's going down that way. So, gosh, she could have won a nice
mm-hmm.
prize. Never mind.
Yeah.
Mm.
So everybody can go to their website and do these games.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be, for example, for Pedací, there are two nights.
Mm-hmm.
And for Las Tablas, it could be 5 days, 4 nights during carnival time.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. And there are a lot of more prices there,
mm-hmm.
so
mm-hmm.
you can go there and see everything on their website, buqueatuverano.com.
Oh, okay, that's
mm-hmm.
nice.
Yep.
Yes, mm-hmm. it's still summer, isn't it? Apparently
mm-hmm.
summer is going to last a long time.
Oh, yes.
oh, okay, so anyway, that was a nice evening.
Yeah, it was different.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All good.
Mm-hmm.
And what about today? What do you got lined up for today? Don't say just work.
No. Today, remember, is the launch of a Patricia Perez book.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Let me tell you the name of the book. I'm going to say it in Spanish because it's
probably
really
Spanish,
long.
It was long.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The title is Sweet Panama, Reimaginando las Narrativas Musicales y Culturales del Jazz.
I'm glad I didn't have to read that out.
Everything is about jazz,
mm-hmm.
you know.
I'm brilliant, yeah.
So that's going to be today at City of Knowledge,
mm-hmm.
3 p.m.
Oh, good.
So I'll be there because there also is going to be, I guess, live music because it's going to be Global
uh-huh.
Jazz Woman
uh-huh.
there. And, of course, Danilo Perez is going to be there too.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mr. Perez.
Oh, yes.
Yes. I tell you what, before you say that, I was just thinking, because you mentioned that, you know, they were playing games on the website,
uh-huh.
the Cerveza Nacional.
Uh-huh.
And I thought of a song.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, this could work for
okay.
them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ten green bottles hanging on the wall. 10 green bottles hanging on the wall, and if one green bottle should accidentally fall, there'll be 9 green bottles hanging on the wall. 9 green bottles hanging on the wall, 9 green bottles hanging on the wall, and if one green bottle should accidentally fall, there'll be 8 green bottles hanging on the wall. 8 green bottles hanging on the wall. 8 green bottles.
There you are, yes. See, I told you, we've got music for everything, haven't we?
Oh, yes.
So you could have a question. All the green bottles fall off the wall. How many are left?
Seems like, you know, cats love to drop everything.
Cats?
Mm-hmm.
They like to drop everything?
Yeah.
Well, you mind like doing a poo-poo?
No. Everything they see, like in a desk.
Oh, right. They drop everything. They like to whack it with the paws, don't they?
Yeah, that did remind me of that.
There we go. That's a sort of nursery rhyme from when I was a kid, that one.
I never heard that before.
Because you don't have green bottles. We had to play with them as a kid, you see. There we are. It's called 10 Green Bottles, if anybody wants to download that and make it a big hit. Hanging on the wall, and if one green bottle should accidentally... You see, the problem with that is that all they do is just fall off the wall.
Mm-hmm.
There's no imagination in that song at all. If one green bottle was shot off the wall, then if one green bottle was knocked off the wall by a cat, then you see. You see, you've got to have a bit of imagination.
Yes.
Anyway, you've got to have a chuckle, and yes. Yes, you've got to have a chuckle. Oh, dear. People are saying, why doesn't he go and do another job somewhere? I can't help it. So you're doing that's today. Mm-hmm. So is it? I guess you're going to an event for that. Where's it going to be?
Today.
Yeah, for the launching of the book.
Yeah, at City of Knowledge.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, at the auditorium.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. Good. Good. Enjoy that.
Yeah.
And that reminds me. Oh, my phone's on charge. I'll get it while we Born on the same music. We've got a couple, haven't we?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Who have you got?
Yes, let's start with Barbara Lynn.
Okay.
She was born in 1942. American rhythm and blues and electric blues guitarist, singer and songwriter. She had the 1962 U.S. number 8 single, You'll Lose a Good Thing. Unusual for the time, Lynn was a female African-American singer who both wrote most of her own songs and played a lead instrument.
Oh, right. That's quite something.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you'll lose a good thing. Perhaps that's a green bottle falling off a wall. I never know.
Just try, Daddy, and you're looking for good things. Just try, Daddy, and you'll
Oh, that's nice. Sort of bluesy soul, that one, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Barbara Lynn and You'll Lose a Yet Good Thing.
Mm-hmm.
Nice one.
Yeah.
I must find out more about it, because I don't think we played that one.
No.
So, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Oh, yes, because I asked you a couple of minutes ago, is Andreas coming in tomorrow?
No.
What a disaster.
Yeah, he just told me everybody got COVID.
The whole family's got COVID.
Yeah.
And I say, I mean, we're waiting because they're supposed to be bringing in the latest vaccination against COVID. So we're waiting to hear about that.
Yeah.
I know that we read the news, I think, about a week ago or so, that they're talking to the pharmaceutical company about that. So that should be coming soon. When it does become available, everybody should go and see it as soon as possible. But really, I think now, because virtually everybody's been vaccinated, which is, you know, but from what I hear, the symptoms now are more like the flu or a bad cold. And I think that's the way it's been treated. And I think quite rightly so, because I was just saying to Yasmin, I tell you what, nobody is going to accept lockdown again. That's gone out the window, unless somebody comes up with a black fever or something. Like I said, reading international news, there's so many, I mean, there's this sort of like group of people that want to rule the world. There's Xi Jinping in China, there's this guy in North Korea, there's the Russians, there's, you know, everybody's gone nuts.
Yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Just want to cause trouble.
Yes.
And I mean, it's like the business over Taiwan. I mean, it's so, really, it's unnecessary. Leave people alone. Let them lead their own lives. What's the big deal?
Exactly.
Instead of sort of, you know, getting up and shouting and jumping about, well, say, okay, well, we'll be friends. Let's do business together. Exactly. You make money.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes.
Anyway, it's all very sad.
Yes.
It's all very sad. But I found some good news today.
Yes, which one?
Well, did you listen this morning? About the Pussycat was one of them.
Oh, okay.
That sort of went from Nevada to Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
And they found it.
Oh.
They found it and they got it back to me. Because apparently the cat used to drive around with its owner, who was a truck driver.
Mm-hmm.
And he stopped his truck and sort of probably went for a wee or a coffee or something. And the cat disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
And he never found it. But anyway, his wife put sort of a thing on the trucker's sort of social media type thing. I got this, they got the rest. And also on a lost and found website and all this. Anyway, there was another trucker found it. up in Wyoming, and then together these truckers, because they travel the world, they'll travel the whole of the state, and they were sort of link up, and they using their different drivers, they got the cat back to its owner.
Oh.
And isn't that nice? Anyway, apparently it's been banned from going trucking. So there is a pussycat, won't be trucking for a while. They'll learn how to behave himself. But there aren't nice stories out there. So we need to ban bad news.
Exactly.
Yes, ban bad news.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Perhaps I did ask once whether people wanted the news.
Mm-hmm.
They said yes. And in fact, I mean, it was Yvonne, wasn't it? Remember just after Christmas or just before Christmas? We didn't do the news because we went out. When we had our get together.
Yes.
And Yvonne was on there. Blah, 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 blah. Where's the news? Sorry. So yes, people do listen to it.
Yes.
Okay. Who is our next birthday?
The next one is Shade.
She
was born in 1959. Nigerian-born British singer Helen Folashade.
Yeah, she's got a long name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She had the 1984 UK No. 6 single, Your Love Is King.
Mm-hmm.
I just lost my thing.
I got a power cut over there, did you?
No. The email is asking for the password.
Oh, wait. We shouldn't use somebody else's email. Let that be a lesson to you. Hang on a little. I've got it here. Hold on. Let me just get it up here. So, Sade. Mm-hmm. Shall I read it?
Yes, please.
Okay. Nigerian-born British singer Helen Folasade Adu. Mm-hmm. We know Sade, which is a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she had the 1984 UK number 6 single, Your Love is King, and the 1985 US number 5 single, Smooth Operator, Diamond Life, 1984. That reached number 2 on the UK album chart, selling over 1.2 million copies, and won the Brit Award for Best British Album in 1985.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay?
Oh, yes.
Did I do all right?
Thank you very much. Yes.
there's one. They mentioned Smooth Operator, which I guess is one of the best known tracks. So we're going to play that. But also a favourite of mine is the one she made called Baby Father.
Oh.
So we'll do two in a row.
Okay, sure.
Heart. Placing high stakes, making hearts we were waiting for the bus. No one much around but us.
And I see this young boy cut to look at me.
I'm stung in a daze. He had the whole street set ablaze. So that love, they say, makes you feel this way.
She liked his eyes, she wanted more. Baby, gonna have your smile for sure.
He's so a lovely girl, smelling sweet and soapy like fresh air. She saw him looking, acted like she didn't care.
That's how we knew, and so love grew.
There we go. There's Ciara. We started off with the Smooth Operator,
mm-hmm.
and followed on there. That's Baby Father. Do you remember that one?
Mm-hmm. No.
No, we have played it in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's it. Ciara. Mm-hmm. And I guess it's a happy birthday for Ciara.
Oh, yes. Exactly.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to sing happy birthday. She's not listening.
Yeah.
I know she's not listening. Hey, something to just remind everybody, what's happening today with the Jazz Festival events.
Mm-hmm.
And it's at 1 o'clock today. We mentioned it yesterday because they were at the Plaza, weren't they, yesterday in the City of Knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be back there again today. Cambridge Orange and Latin School World Jazz Ensemble. They're going to be playing there. This is at the Plaza in the Ciudad del Saber. So the artists, Cambridge Orange and Latin World Jazz Ensemble, CRLS USA.
Mm-hmm.
So there we are. That's going to be, again, as I said, at the Plaza in mm-hmm. Ciudad del Saber. So if you're over there, go along.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, if you're not over there, go over there.
Mm-hmm.
And tonight, because we had a winner, didn't we, for tonight's program.
Mm-hmm.
This is at the Ateneo in the Ciudad del Saber, the Ateneo Theatre. And it's Tammy Lopez and Son, Del Canal. Calixto, do you spell it like that? Calixto?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oviedo and Afro-Cuban Jazz. That's going to be fun. As you mentioned last time you saw them, they did use a lot of dancing.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because it's from Cuba.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
I got a bad back. I couldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So there you are. That's tonight at 8 o'clock. Tammy Lopez and Son del Canal. Calixto Oviedo and Afro-Cuban Jazz. That's tonight at the Ateneo Theatre, Ciudad del Saber. 8 o'clock tonight. Do go along. It says artists also, Fundación Danilo Paris Ensemble, FDP Panama. And as I mentioned, Tammy Lopez and Calixto Oviedo. So great program tonight. And just a quick preview for tomorrow. Por qué Puma. And this is going to be again at the Plaza at 1 o'clock tomorrow. It says artist Por qué Puma, Brian Paulding, Camille Puma from the USA, Kauna and Orga from the USA, Brandon and Norga. and Peter Rosa from the USA. So there we go. That's tomorrow lunchtime at 1 o'clock. And that again is at the Plaza. And then at 4 p.m. they've got a presentation about Orion Leon and Afro Ritual Quarteto Jazz Nuevo con Guillermo Nojekovic.
Hmm.
Yes, there's a mouthful.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's going to be at the Ateneo at 4 p.m. yesterday. Then 8 o'clock tomorrow night, Noche de Gala, Ron Savage Trio with Billy Pierce, Billy Cobham, Danilo Perez, and Alex says, oh, well, they have got them better list down here, I think. At Lapa Convention, that's at 8 p.m. tomorrow. Danilo Perez, Billy Cobham, Ron Savage, Bill Pierce, Alan Blake, Consuela, Candelaria, Ron Mardi. So that is all tomorrow night. That's going to be fun, isn't it?
Mm-hmm,
yeah,
exactly.
We're going to that, aren't we?
Oh,
yes.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we'll remind you about that tomorrow as well. And that's brought us to 12 and a half minutes before 10. So I've just got a little fill-in to do again.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, listen, you have a great day tomorrow.
Thank you.
Or today.
Today, yes.
Today, yes. Tomorrow, we won't have started tomorrow, will we?
Yeah.
No. So anyway, have a good day for today. And here's something to make you smile, take us out of this morning's program.
Mm-hmm.
Some things in life are made. They can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, that grumble, give a whistle, and this'll help things turn out for the best.
All together, yes.
Always
look on the
bright
side of life. I can't hear you. Whistle. Oh, there you go. Very good.
Always look on the bright side of life.
That's it.
If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten. And that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps. Just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. Hey.
Always look on the bright side of life.
Come on.
Always look on the bright side of life.
For life is quite absurd. You must always face the curtain with a bow. Forget about your scene, give the audience a grin. Enjoy it, it's your last chance anyhow.
So always look on the bright side of death. Just before you draw your terminal breath.
Life's a piece of shit. When you look at it, life's a laugh and death's a joke, it's true. You'll see it's all a show, keep them laughing as you go. Just remember that the last laugh is on you. And
always look on the bright.
And why not? I think what we'll do is we'll play that in the mornings instead of doing the news, I think. There we go, Monty Python. Monty Python crew there. And always look on the bright side of life. Time on the breakfast show. Time for us to make our way off and go and do something else for the rest of the day. A big thanks go out to Ingrid this morning for checking in with our everyday story of country folk. Thank you for that, Ingrid. And also to Yasmin and for taking a look and seeing who we could find in the world of music today. Another good one today, by the way, which we didn't put in because of the timing, was Ethel Merman. So happy birthday to her as well. Of course, Yasmin's also doing all our background work, our social media, etc., etc., and bookings. If you want to do something with us here on The Breakfast Show, just give Yaz a call while we're on air on 223-5162. 223-5162. Big thanks to our co-producer, Neil Danby. He's here with us in Panama at the moment. I think they went off on a nice little trip to Toboga yesterday. So anyway, big thanks to Neil. That's all of our background info for us, boys and girls, the group of Grada, who keep us up and running, especially to Isaac, who's always there for us first thing in the morning. So thank you, Isaac, as always. And let's not forget, you lot, yes, you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. By the way, I didn't really sort of have a... I'll just tell you quickly, because look how we were sort of busy. But of course, Renee has been in touch. Renee's been in touch, Jasmine. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Renee.
Remember? Oh, hello.
Yes, 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 the snow person who's complaining. She said it's so cold. She's listening to the program under the beds, under the bed sheets.
Oh.
She said it's so cold, it's freezing. Hang on, but don't you remember, Gaz?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that long ago?
Mm-hmm.
What was she doing in Greece?
Mm-hmm.
She was complaining. She was complaining it was too hot. And the air conditioner, so put your heater on. All right? Sorry, didn't have a chance to talk to you, but there you are. Renee there with us. Up there in the US of A in the snow. So, big thanks to all of you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors. We'll be back with you tomorrow morning, same time, 7 o'clock, whatever it is you're doing between now and then. Please, please, please do it carefully. What do we say? 7 o'clock tomorrow, we want to be talking to you, not talking about you. All right, so from me, Jerry D, till then, ta-ta! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.